Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. It's the summer of 1933, you're 18 years old, and recently signed on to the Civilian Conservation Corps, President Roosevelt's new program for unemployed young men. Now here you are, far from home, in the hot, parched mountains of Utah, digging ditches in a place called Willard Basin. What could possibly have brought you here? A decade earlier, in August 1923, flash floods devastated the northern Utah town of Willard. The scene repeated itself in the summer of 1930 when another flood of similar proportions ripped through the area. After the second flood, Utah Governor George Dern appointed a committee of geologists, engineers, and range and livestock experts to figure out what made the Willard watershed so susceptible to flooding. They concluded that while some flooding along the Wasatch Front was due to natural causes, most resulted from overgrazing. Ground cover anchored soil and absorbed rainwater, while overgrazing exposed watersheds and made them vulnerable to flooding. Something had to be done to reverse years of poor grazing practices. The solution came in March 1933 when President Franklin Roosevelt created the Civilian Conservation Corps, or the CCC, as a way to create jobs during the Great Depression. That summer, a crew of young men hailing from New York dug approximately 5 miles of contour trenches and terraces along Willard Basin at the top of Willard Canyon. The trenches prevented surface runoff, increased filtration, and promoted plant growth, a 1943 Davis County Clipper article explained. These areas were then planted with grass and shrubs to bind the soil and help restore original watershed conditions. The federal government continued to fund CCC erosion control work in Willard Basin well into the late 1930s. Over 70 years later, the terracing built by those workers is still visible in the canyon above Willard and still helps to keep floodwaters at bay. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Rebecca Anderson. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.